There is one truth which is always already the case. From part 3 of The Gift of Truth Itself. 1. The world is not as you perceive the world to be, nor as you think the world to be, nor as you describe the world to be. You do not perceive the world as it is. You perceive the world from the point of view of your own location in time and space. 2. You can vouch for something about what the apparent room looks like from where you are sitting right now, from the perspective of your eyes and mind and perception altogether. You have a perceived location. You see the room in that mode. You could describe the room at great length, but you would still not be seeing the room as it is. What does the room actually look like? You never see the totality of the room. If each person's point of view were replaced by a camera, and you collected photographs of all those points of view in the room, up, down, sides, all different orientations, and if you put them all together, you would wonder what you were looking at. 10 such photographs would be enough to make the room unrecognizable. In any case, no single photograph represents the room in its totality. Any single photograph is a portrayal or an abstract representation only. And the same is true of your perception. Your perception is only a portrayal or an abstract representation of the room. Your perception is not the room as it is. 3. What, in fact, does the universe look like from every possible point of view in and beyond space and time? Real God is as good a term as any to describe this look. To recognize the universe in its indivisibility and otherwise in its totality, beyond description, beyond time, and beyond place, is to know the universe in the divine sense. There is no doubt about the existence of the universe, regardless of how much you know or do not know about it. 4. Describing the room as it is the same as describing truth itself, or reality itself. Consciousness itself, the bright, the divine conscious light, the self-existing and self-radiant reality, is not merely the inward core of the ego I. Truth itself, or reality itself, is not subjective in the egoic sense. The truth is not and cannot be attained or realized by means of the mechanisms of the body-mind complex. Only in the intrinsic and perfect transcending of the mechanisms of the body-mind complex. Only in the intrinsic and total transcending of all the methods and all the naive religions or tribal mythologies and all the searches built upon the mechanism of the body-mind complex. Indeed, only in the intrinsic and perfect transcending of point of view itself is there ultimacy. Such is the only by me revealed and given seventh stage way of reality realization. 5. There is one truth, one ultimate and most perfect realization. It is the realization of that which is always already the case. It is not you, or the I to which you refer, that will realize what is. The realization of reality itself is not a you versus object process or result. The room, or conditional reality, exists. Real a-causal God exists. Ultimately, they are realized to be the same. Reality is real God. Reality is what the room is, what anything is, what anyone is. Reality is who is. Reality is not you in the inside of the ego sense. Reality is not merely the platform of separateness, not merely the awareness that looks at the feeling of relatedness. The reality to be realized is transcendental, spiritual in nature. The reality to be realized is incomprehensible, beyond definition. Nevertheless, reality is realizable as my divine avataric gift. In reality itself, the ego has no relevance whatsoever, none. In reality itself, the ego has no existence. In reality itself, there is nothing but the divine, bright, spherical self-domain, which has not been described, indicated, or realized in the entire history of the great tradition of humankind. This recitation is copyright 2013, the Avataric Samraja of Adidam, Pty Ltd. As trustee for the Avataric Samraja of Adidam, all rights reserved.